Game time live from the Next Gen Mayo Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you at 146 here on a Wednesday. I think Adam has just been spot on in his emails today. And he has another great email here. Because I was saying that I've kind of become all the things that I sometimes used to make fun of. The people that just assume the newcomers, the incoming recruits, they're going to be the ones that are the answer. And they're going to make a huge splash and a huge difference. And I used to kind of roll my eyes at that. But I'm not so sure that if I'm writing down the five or six most important Huskers on the roster next year, I don't write down two newcomers in Wandale Robinson and Dedrick Mills, the junior college running back who was at Georgia Tech his freshman year, rushed for 771 yards, 12 touchdowns. Especially with the understanding that we don't know what the status is of Maurice Washington moving forward. But I'd put both those guys down. And Adam emails me and says, I think the biggest reason you are willing to slot incoming freshmen as important pieces to Nebraska's team next season is that you believe in the staff. For the past 15 years, we never really believed in the staff, so it was hard to buy into any newcomer contributing. Now that we trust the staff, we're willing to buy into a newcomer being an instant contributor. If the staff hints at someone, Wandale, being an instant impact player, we are willing to buy into it because we trust the staff. Adam, once again, I told you to take the day off earlier with a great email. Now you really need to take the rest of the day off because that is spot on. I really think that is, maybe that's it. Maybe that is it. Where a window into my confidence into the newcomers being able to make a splash is maybe a window into my confidence into the staff. That I believe in their ability to evaluate, project, recruit, develop, and succeed with players. I really do. It's kind of like, when you have a musical artist you like, a band, a rapper, a producer, and they co-sign on, like, hey, this guy, I'm telling you, this guy is the real deal. Now, ultimately, you got to have more than that. You got to go, you got to actually be good, you know? You can't just get the vote of confidence from someone elite and not have it be real, but your confidence in him skyrockets. You know, like one of the things, like in rap, Memphis Bleek was like supposed to be that was Jay-Z's like protege. And people were like, okay. Now, Memphis Bleek ended up not being that dude. But you know who else was J. Cole. J. Cole was kind of like Hov's guy. And so was Kanye. And that stuff matters. When you believe in the person who is in charge, it changes things. Credibility in that regard. Trust in that regard. Like right now, be real. Any foreign player the San Antonio Spurs draft, you're like, this guy's got to be good, right? You know what I mean? Like any foreign player that the Spurs draft, you instantly think, he's got to be like Manu, right? He's got to be like Tony Parker. Because you trust what they've done. And at this point, although there isn't a massive sample size in Scott Frost and this staff and what they've done recruiting-wise, I believe in them enough that I think they are worthy of being like, you know what, I trust it. So maybe Adam's spot on. In getting into like a window into that. What is it about the level of confidence you have in some incoming guys? Could be it's in some of it's a window into the confidence in the staff. And like I said, I think you can make a case. The two players that this staff worked the hardest to recruit and land, relatively speaking, are Adrian Martinez and Wandale Robinson. Those to me were the two guys. And Adrian Martinez, we all know, is a stud. And I think there's a chance that Wandell Robinson is that dude. That's how I see it. All right, coming up tomorrow on the show, Kugler, Brian Munson. Kugler will talk a bunch of different stuff. We want to talk some Masters with him. Be fun to catch up with Kooks. Brian Munson talking a little recruiting and spring football. That's all coming up tomorrow on the show. Make sure you go check out the podcast. Mailbag was a blast. Covered a lot of different things today. But coming up next, we'll get our crossover game right with John and Josh.